question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we'll send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Keg and Cork in Bemidji and Crow Wing Food Co-op in Brainerd, for making the Daily Slice of Green Cheese possible. If you have won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. On this day in 1975, Saturday Night Live premiered on NBC. Who was the first guest host? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question again is, on this day in 1975, Saturday Night Live premiered on NBC. Who was the first guest host? Call 218-326-1234 with your guests. And in the meantime, I'm going to play some more new music and the Andrew Bird Trio. We have a winner for the Daily Green Cheese. Please hold your calls. Thank you.
That shine so bright, the mystery of that fading light, as shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sands, so I may keep this mystery of our caravan. Oh, this is so exciting. You are so inviting. Here within my arms as we thrill to the magic charms of in our desert caravan.
walking through a city street. You could be in Peru, and you hear a distant calling, and you know it's meant for you. Then you drop what you were doing, and you join the merry mob. And before you know just where you are, you're in an Irish pub. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Now that design is fairly simple, and it usually works the same. You'll have Rez or Houghton scoring in the Ireland-England game. And you'll know you're in an Irish pub the minute you're in the door. For a couple of boys with borons will be more than Christy Moore. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Now the owner is Norwegian, and the manager comes from Cork. And the lad that's holding up the bar says only he just work. He was born and bred in Bolton, but his mammy's from Kildare. And he's got to make his fortune soon and move to County Clare. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. For me to go, I have to catch me train. So I leave you sitting at the bar and face the wind and rain. But I'll have that pint you owe me if I'm not gone on the dry. When we meet next week in Frankfurt in the fields of Athenry. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. They got one in Honolulu, they got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
For your company, my sugar, feels like you only come around for me. My glass is never empty, you always fill it up to the tea. And I'm still just trying to understand, but is it my love that took you off the shelf now? Is it your love? A drunken mess is what I'm not. I'm just feeling good, trying to understand. Since we put it on the table, it's feeling like I'm unable to comprehend. I still don't understand. Thank you.
Okay, hello. I just had a nice practice with myself here. I forgot to turn on the the sound. So let me redo it. I had a good practice, so now I should be able to do this. So we have a winner, of course. Paul from Grand Rapids knew the answer to the quiz, and Paul's going to go to the Singing Chihuahua Taco Truck. So good going, Paul. And the question was, on this day in 1975, Saturday Night Live premiered on NBC. Who was the first guest host? And Paul knew that it was George Carlin. So good job there. And so now we are going to go back to some music and play some Neil Young, Harvest Moon, to celebrate the Harvest Moon, which we experienced on September 29th.
Thank you.
because I'm still in love with you. I want to see you dance again because I'm still in love with you. Oh, for tomorrow, one just for today.
me to chime. I'm gone away. Love me one time. Do not speak. Love me one time. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two time, girl. Last me all through the week. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Not speak. Love me one time, baby. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two times, girl. Last week, all through the week. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me two times, baby. Love me twice.
Okay. That was Nick Lowe and the Los Straight Jackets, Went to a Party. That's the new from the new music pile. Really good tune, like that one. Before that, we heard The Doors, Love Me Two Times, Midnight at the Oasis, Maria Muldaur, and we start off the set with Neil Young, Harvest Moon. Okay. We received support from Grand Rapids State Bank, proudly serving the Grand Rapids area for 110 years. More at grsb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. A few other announcements here. The set list is our weekly primer on live music curated by KAXE's music team. The set list spotlights shows at area venues. KAXE.org. Click live music under local events. There will be the Fall Fest Candlelight Hike at Lake Bemidji State Park on Saturday, October 12th at 6:30 p.m. Along with the candlelit hike, there will be crafts, games, and treats at the visitor center and a nature table all about snakes. Beltrami Electric hosts the Northwoods Makers Market Saturday, October 12th from 9 to 2 with over 80 vendors and a kids zone with games, pumpkin decorating, and more. Proceeds benefit the United Way of the Bemidji area. You're listening to KAXE 91.7 Grand Rapids, KBXE 90.5 Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversations, and events. Check out playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org. And this is On the River with your volunteer DJ, Ken McBride. Take one last look at current temps. Not a whole lot has been changing. Maybe the sky's been clearing a bit, but temps have been holding steady. Grand Rapids, 59 and sunny. Hibbing, 57 and sunny. Bemidji, 55 and fair. Aitken, 60 and fair. Park Rapids, 59 and sunny. And Brainerd, 61 and sunny. So getting a good sunny start to our weekend. Let's enjoy that. What else do we have going here? I think it's time for some music. So, well, I'm going to play now Joan Osborne, One of Us.
So, one of these nights, and about 12 o'clock, this old world's gonna reel and rock. Saints, they all tremble and cry for pain, for the Lord's gonna come in his heaven airplane. Just a slob like one of us.
by the grace of the days in this long ago land, we can focus on the gifts of the sun. Wolf Chief was messenger to early man, both forms sprang from one common sand. Now mortal, struggling to stand, take a lesson from one who beneath the same sun was transformed into a kin of man. When Abby became a wolf, when Abby becomes a wolf, comes a wolf, and Nappy becomes a wolf.
Okay, that was Once Upon a Time in the West by Dire Straits. And that followed a song by Jack Gladstone of the Blackfeet Nation. He sang for us, Nappy Becomes a Wolf. And I'm going to read from the slip inside the CD cover here for Buffalo Cafe. But these are composer's notes. Nappy, a.k.a. Old Man, is my Blackfeet people's inflection of the mythic trickster archetype found commonly in tribal societies the world over. Part hero, part anti-hero. So human and animal. You never know what Nappy is gonna do next. And we started out with Joan Osborne singing One of Us. All right, we're getting ready to wrap it up here. I got my last set of music coming up. We received support from the King and Cork in downtown Bemidji, an Irish pub serving the area since 1974. Kitchen open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. More at kegbemidji.com. Go to kaxe.org for the latest Up North report, local news from our region. Tune in during Morning Edition, World Cafe, and All Things Considered, or as a podcast. Pine River Market Square, a local growers and crafters market, is having an indoor market Saturday, October 12th, from 10 to 2 at the warehouse in Pine River, located on Norway Avenue. Crossing Arts Alliance hosts the Open Door Poetry Reading Saturday, October 12th at 1 p.m. at the Central Lakes College Library in Brainerd. The event celebrates Lake Country Journal's poetry contest. All right, so going to need a minute here to get this set up. Don't want that. Okay. It's been a little bit discombobulated all freaking morning, but I'm going to make it through the day. Finishing up here, you're listening to On the River with your guest DJ, or volunteer DJ, Ken McBride. Happy to be with you here today. So I want to know from you, what is going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a groovy party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see.
Right on.
Blast off, sure shot, 'cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Yeah!
Right, that was Blondie doing Rapture. And before that, we heard Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? Well, it's about 2 minutes to the noon hour. This is On the River. I'm your DJ, Ken McBride. It's been an enjoyable time for me. I hope it's been equally enjoyable for you as we get this weekend started. It's a little chilly, but the sky's looking beautiful, and hopefully we have a little bit of rain coming in this weekend. I guess if you have a rain dance out there, maybe now's the time to do one. I will be back here 2 weeks from today. And I'll look forward to listening to all the new music on KAXE. And I hope you all have a very good weekend. I'll leave you with just a little bit of music. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXA Bagley Bemidji, and 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org. And I have just a little bit of time left, so I want to play a little John Tavius Willis to finish up my day. Have a great weekend.
I was heading out in the wood the other day, and this is what happened to me. Come along some strong gust of wind, and some fell right from a tree. I couldn't see what it was, it was dark at night. It never did bite me, but it squeezed me so tight. But my squirrely mama, just won't let me be. Squirrely mama, done took effect on me. My head, baby, should've went fishing instead. Squirrely mama, just won't let me.